今天晚上一样的这个题目如何做个人布道来做个互相勉励。
Tonight we would like to use how to do personal evangelism as a mutual encouragement.
在上礼拜五我们提到说我们为什么要宣道。
Last Friday we mentioned why we should evangelize.
有四个原因。
There are four reasons.
第一个原因是因为主耶稣命令我们。
The first reason is because Jesus command us.
第二个原因，因为主耶稣告诉我们要爱人如己。
Second reason was because Jesus told us to love others like our neighbors.
第三，就是有大赏赐。
The third reason was because we will receive the reward.
第四，因为我们知道福音是神的权柄的显现，能救人，可以改变人。
The fourth reason was that because the gospel was the manifest of the power of our Lord, and it can save people.
那我们教会一年有两次的布道会。
Our church always have evangelical service twice a year.
我们差不多只有六个礼拜，我们就会有这个春季的布道会，在3月14号到17号。
Within 6 weeks, we're going to have an evangelical service. It will happen on March 14 through 17.
那么在3月2号，我们一个福音茶会。
On the March 2nd, we're going to have a gospel meeting.
我们如果参加上次的聚会，我们都知道说我们为什么要去宣道。
If we attended last week's service, we all know why we want to evangelize.
那么我们要讲今天用讲到实际就是我们如何去做个人的宣道。
So today we are going to talk about how to do the personal evangelism.
那么保罗给我们一个很重要的原则，当我们在做个人布道的时候。
Paul gave us some principles when we are doing this personal evangelism.
我们请看《哥林多前书》第九章。
Let's read First Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章。
First Corinthians chapter 9.
十九节。
19, verse 19. Chapter 9, verse 19.
十九节到二十二节。
19 through 22.
哥林多前书第九章十九节。
First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19.
哥林多前书第九章十九节。
First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19.
我虽是自由的，无人辖管，然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，为要多得人。
Chapter 9, verse 19. Though I am free and belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone.To win as many as possible.
二十节，像犹太人，我就做犹太人，为要得犹太人；像律法以下的人，我虽不在律法以下，还是做律法以下的人，为要得律法以下的人。
Verse 20, to the Jews I became like a Jew, to win the Jews. To those under the law I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law.So as to win those under the law.
二十一节，像没有律法的人，我就做没有律法的人，为要得没有律法的人。其实我在神面前不是没有律法，在基督面前正在律法以下。
Verse 21. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law.
二十二节。像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人，为要得软弱的人；像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论何人，总要救些人。
22. To the weak, I became weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that by all possible means I might save some.
在这里，保罗告诉我们如何来做个人的布道。
Here, Paul teaches us how to.Do this personal evangelism.
那主要的原则就是他虽然是自由的，可是他宁愿成为仆人来拯救人。
The main principle is that although he is a free man, but he will become a slave to everyone in order to save people.
那他是什么意思呢？他宁愿做众人的仆人。
What does it mean? I make myself a slave to everyone.
那从二十节到二十二节，保罗讲了三种人。
From verse 20 through 22, Paul mentions three kinds of people.
第一种人就是犹太人，也是所谓的在律法以下的人。
The first type of people was Jews, which is under the Jewish law.
那犹太人呢，有他们的规矩，有他们的想法。
All the Jews have their rules and their customs.
虽然保罗不需要守那些摩西律法，还有一些种种的规条。可是为了要传给这些人呢，他就是接纳他们。
Although Paul does not need to obey Moses' law, but because of those Jews, he are willing to subject under that law.
比如说犹太人不吃猪肉，他不会故意在他面前吃猪肉，他宁愿牺牲他自己的自由，为了要跟他们在一起，把这福音传给他们。
For example, Jewish doesn't eat pork. So in front of Jews, he will not eat pork to give up this freedom.
所以这教导我们，我们在传福音给别人的时候虽然可能有一些东西不是我们就说如果我们做了也不是犯法，那么我们不做也不是犯法，那我们像保罗情况为了传福音，我们就避免一些不要去做一些其他事情。
So here tell us that because for the sake of preaching the gospel, we are willing to give up some of our freedoms, although those freedom does not contradict to the law.
21节提到第二种人就是外邦人，他们是没有律法的。
The second kind of people.Or the Gentile, which does not observe the Jewish law.
比如说外邦人在今日可能会抽烟犯奸淫做种种的很多坏事，还是同性恋呢？
So like today, the Gentile they may freely like smoke or committed adultery.
还是有些人还是同性恋。
Or even homosexual.
那保罗在这里不是说我要跟他一起抽烟犯奸淫不是这个意思，而是说可以去接纳他们这种行为，而不是说他赞同他们的行为。
What Paul mentioned here was that he is going to agree with this kind of behavior or do the all have the same behavior. Instead, he just accepted this is the fact.
比如说我们在传福音，想要传福音给一个抽烟的人。
For example, we are going to preach the gospel.
有时候我发觉到我们信徒信酒以后会自然的会筑很多的墙把我们跟别人隔开。
Sometimes after we believe in Christ for a long period of time.We tend to build up a wall to separate us.
比如说，这个人抽烟我不要跟他在一起。
Because this person is a smoker, so I am not going to stay with him.
还是说，这个人犯奸淫这个是坏影响，我不要跟他在一起，我要跟他断绝。
For this person committed adultery, so I should not have any association with.
还是这个人是同性恋，住在最终我不要跟他在一起，不要跟他。不跟他做朋友。
Or refuse to have any association with a homosexual.
这个人会骗人，会撒谎，我不跟他在一起。
Or because of he lie, or cheat. So
请问
I'm not going to
我们要传福音给谁啊？
So in this case, I would like to ask you, who are we going to preach the gospel?
你要传给完全人吗？
Are you going to preach the gospel to a perfect person?
没有完全人。
In this world, there is no perfect.
有时候我们信久了，无形中会去批评人。这个人这个做个坏行为，我不要，这不是不好的，我不要跟他在一起。那如果我们不跟他在一起，那我们怎么传福音给他呢？
Sometimes after we believe in Christ for a long period of time, we started to criticize others because of some of his bad habit or behavior, we refuse to have any association with this person.
主耶稣在世,
how in this case we can preach the gospel to such person.
主耶稣在世上, 他跟这个税吏啊, 罪人一同吃饭。
When Jesus was in this world, he actually dined with the tax collector and the sinners.
法利赛人就批评耶稣啊, 说你怎么跟这些罪人和税吏吃饭呢？
So the Pharisees criticized Jesus, saying that why are you dining with these sinners?
我们可以看到说这法利赛人道理很懂。
We can see that these Pharisees, they know a lot of this truth.
可是呢，他们把道理怎么用呢？哦，就是我懂道理啊，我不跟你在一起啊。
How do they practice the knowledge that they learned? It just simply...because I know I'm going to separate from you.
所以有时候我们信主越久，有时候会变成法利赛人。
So, in the same tokens, after we believe in Christ for a long period of time, we may become a Pharisee.
啊，我们都忘记了我们以前怎么来信主的。
We forgot how we came to believe.
啊，如果有人就把我们当成像我们是罪人的话。不传福音给我们，那我们怎么得救呢？怎么来信主呢？
If people treated us as a sinner and never preached the gospel to us, how did we become a Christian?
我们有个了解我们所做的圣工其实就是把人在魔鬼权下救出来。
We have to understand the work that we are doing is to save people from the power of Satan.
我就讲个故事好了。
Let me tell you a story.
有一个信徒他的先生还没有信主。
There was a believer. The husband's her husband wasn't yet believe in Lord.
他做一个梦，异梦。
And she had this dream.
他看到说，在一个地方有很多人。
He saw a place full of people.
那他仔细看这些人，怎么奇怪？每一个人都变成魔鬼啊！
When she looked closer to these people, everyone seems to looks like Satan.
那他很紧张啊，他赶快想要去救他先生。
She was very nervous, so she wanted to save her husband.
那知道他找到他先生的时候发觉到他先生也像魔鬼一样。
When she found her husband, her husband looks like Satan.
那其实这个意象告诉我们说世上的人如果还没有属神的人还没有受洗，其实他们是在魔鬼权下的，人都是犯罪的，就像天使犯罪一样。
This story just simply tells us before you believe in Jesus Christ, you are under the power of devils.
我还没有就说各我们做犯很多罪就像天使也犯很多罪一样成为魔鬼。
We all committed a lot of things just like angels committed sins.
那么我们所要救的人对不起，因为他们也做过很多错事有骄傲，有贪心，有邪恶，有嫉妒，有恨，种种一切可能还在住在罪中，所以你发觉到要救他的时候，你会发觉他有些缺点，不可爱
Because these people are living with the pride, with many sins that they committed. Because of this, we will need to save them.
所以，你当然看他说，这怎么像看起来像不好看的人不是那么没德，可是就是我们要救
Because of they don't look the beautiful, that's why we need to save them.
甚至有时候我们信主以后受洗了，虽然我们受了洗，可是我们的个性跟世上的人有时候差不了多少。
Even sometimes after we are baptized, our character may still remain the same as before.
啊，也是会说人家坏话的。
Sometimes we still bad mouth about others.
也是会这个嫉妒别人呢。
And sometimes we still jealous.
也是会骄傲啊。
We also proud.
那骄傲、撒谎，这个都是魔鬼的特性啊。
Now proud and lied, these are the character of devil.
所以我们成为信徒受洗完以后，不只是受洗，我们还要什么？追求像耶稣基督一样。
So after we receive the baptisms, we need to learn to become like Jesus.
所以我们有像天父的心呢，会去怜悯别人。
So that we have the heart of our Heavenly Father that we can sympathize others.
就像我们的天父他降雨给义人也给恶人。
Just like our Heavenly Father, he give rain to the righteous as well as the evil.
所以我们了解我们所做的圣功就是常常要去爱我们仇敌，爱那些有过犯的人。
So our work as a holy work is to love those who sin against God.
好，我们再看这个更多前书第九章二十二节。
Let's come back to 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 22.
这里说像软弱的人我就做软弱的人为要得软弱的人。
So here say that to the weak, I became weak to win the weak.
有时候人碰到一些困难。
Sometimes we will encounter a difficulty.
有时候人会住在罪中。
Sometimes we may live in sin.
那么保罗怎么传福音给这些人呢？
How did Paul preach to these people?
他就成为软弱的人。
He became weak.
所谓成为软弱的人，不是说他也去犯罪，而是说他可以去体会到这些人的软弱，因为他自己以前也是软弱的。
He became weak not because he just do the same thing to sin against God, but to have the sympathy to the people who are weak in this aspect.
比如说这个人住在罪中，那么有两种反应，我们就是直接定他的罪，你这个罪人你怎么跟你讲都不听，好吧，去地狱吧。
There are two kind of reaction we may have toward a sinner. The first one is that you are the sinner, so go ahead, go to hell.
那第二种呢，就是说我们想到说我们自己以前也住在罪中，人家传福音给我们也是传好几次。
The second reaction we have is we will remember we were in sin as well before, but somebody preached the gospel to us.
还是我们做错一些事情，可是我们自己觉得对，不管人家怎么说，我们还是硬着说这个是对的，要继续做到。可是到过好几年以后，才知道自己做错了。
And sometimes we may have did something wrong, but we insist we are correct, and after a period of time, then we realize we did wrong.
那么我们就这些体验，我们去了解，当这个人在这种情况里面，我们需要有耐心，去对待他，等待他回来。
So if we consider this kind of experience that we have, we will be able to understand the people who are weak in and also in sin.
好，这是保罗给我们的主要的原则。
So here is the principle that Paul gave to us.
那第二个原则。
The second principle.
就是我们要去当我们跟他们接触以后，我们会知道他们的需要。
Once we have get in touch with these people, we will understand their needs.
那我们要从他的需要给他帮助。
And once we understand what they need, then we can help them.
不同人有不同的需要。
Different people has different kind of needs.
那如果我们首先没跟他开始沟通的话，我们根本不知道他的需要是什么。
If we do not start communicating with them, we will not be able to know what they need.
我们一个姐妹她很会传福音，也带很多人来信主。
One of our sisters, she was very good on preaching and leading people to Lord.
那么他就在超级市场呢，不止买菜，他也去看人。
When she went to the supermarket, she was not there just buying whatever she need to do, but also go there to see people.
她会找话题跟一些其他人聊天。
She will find some topic and start chatting with people.
比如说大家在排队要付钱的时候啊，都是没有事做的啦。
For example,
大部分人没有事做。
When people are in line to check out, most of the time they have nothing else to do.
说我们姐妹看看她买了什么东西，哎，跟她说，哎，你这是什么东西啊？
So our sister will ask someone and about what they have purchased.
哎，跟她说，哎，你这怎么煮啊？
And she will ask question how to cook these food.
哎，这个菜有什么用？好，有什么养分？
What kind of nutrition these vegetable may have?
所以这个姐妹呢，也可以从别人学习很多。同时呢，哎，她说，哎，你知道吗？这礼拜六我去教会，你要不要跟我去教会？
From there, she could learn some knowledge about cooking, and in the meantime, she will mention. She will go to a Sabbath service. Would you like to come with me?
我们可以再聊一下这个以后这个什么菜啊，跟你学一些。
Maybe we can talk again about how to cook.
Yeah, 那个我们来看一下这个约翰福音第四章。
Let's take a look at John chapter 10.
第四章 chapter 4. 第四章
John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
我们看这个第七节。
John chapter 4, verse 7.
这约翰福音第四章第七节。
John chapter 4, verse 7.
这说有一个第四章第七节约翰福音。
John chapter 4, verse 7.
有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对他说，请你给我水喝。
Verse 7, when a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, will you give me a drink?
所以我们从这里可以看到说主耶稣从世上的事情开始谈起。
Here, as we can see, Jesus started with the matter in this world.
甚至他一个需求请人家帮忙一下。
He asked help from somebody.
那么从这个属世上的水呢，主耶稣在跟他谈这个属灵上的水。
And Jesus started from the water of this world to the water of to the spiritual water.
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
这个耶稣回答说你若知道神的恩赐和对你所和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必找求他，他必找给你活水。
Verse 10, Jesus answered her.If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, he would have given you living water.
所以我们从这里可以看到说主耶稣的道理很活用。
Here as we can see, the word of Jesus is a living word.
主耶稣向人家要水，可是他从水那边呢引申到说这个水呢其实就像这个活水这个圣灵一样。
Through asking waters from somebody, he can explain the living water to this person.
那有时候我们跟朋友谈话的时候有时候我们没有去了解他的需要是什么。
When we are talking to friends, maybe we never try to understand what they need.
那有时候我们就硬塞着，把这个十大基本信仰硬塞着到他的喉咙里面。
Perhaps we will try to push our ten basic belief to this person.
那这个人家觉得说我又不需要这个，这什么东西我都还不信神呢。
This person may respond, I don't need this, I don't even know God.
所以我们可以先了解他的情况，后来呢，给他属世还有属灵上的这个帮助。
So it is better that we can understand his current condition first and to give him help on the worldly matter as well as a spiritual matter.
举例几个例子来讲。
Let me give you an example.
其实我们有一些朋友是从外国来到美国的。
Some of our friends, they came from foreign countries.
我不知道如果有这种体验，你可以想象从外国来到美国，这个是一种有时候很恐惧的一个感觉。
I think we probably can understand the feelings of a foreigner means that in this country he probably kind of have some fear.
他有语言的压力。
Because of the language barrier.
他绝对想要找一个跟他会讲同样的语言的人。
This person will very likely want to find a person that can speak the same language.
他还有这个工作的压力。
This person may also have the pressure on work.
他还有环境的压力。
Also a pressure about the environment.
因为他对很多环境呢，他不太熟悉。
Because
不知道该怎么做。
The person may not familiar with this environment and does not know what he can do to make things easier.
那么主耶稣教导我们爱人如己的道理。
Jesus teach us to love our neighbors as ourselves.
如果我们今天是刚移民过来的人，我们有什么感受？我们怎么需要人家帮助我们呢？
If we are the person who just immigrated to this country, what kind of help would I need?
可是从帮助当中呢，我们也可以跟他分享这个神。
While we are helping peoples, we can also, in the meantime, mention sharing our belief to them.
因为我们会跟他们，让他们知道说，我们个人的帮助很有限，可是呢，有一位神，他是无所不能的神。
We may share with them, even we our help, we can help them, but our help is limited. Only our God can provide them all the help.
因为刚来美国的人呢，他们需要有帮助，那不只人可以帮助他。他也需要神的帮助。
Because a person just immigrate to this country, not only that needs help from man, also from God.
所以这十大基本信仰第一条就是敬拜这独一真神。我们可以介绍他这个神有多伟大，他可以做什么，我们怎么得到他的帮助。
So from the first basic belief, we introduce to the person that.How great this God is, and how this God can help him.
同时人也需要有人带领，因为在一个陌生地方。
Also, people need some guidance because he lives in a strange place.
那我们也可以刚好介绍他说，那我们在人生里面，对不对？这个圣经就像一种光一样，可以带领我们该怎么去做事。怎么去做人？
From here we can tell them that Bible is just like a light which will guide us to how to live in this world.
那么人在一个陌生地方也需要找到依靠。
In a strange place, a person would like to find a reliable people.
接着我们去帮助他，别人也可以在我们身上看到基督。的形象。
Through our help, they will be able to see the image of Jesus Christ.
我们也希望说，这个人早日可以认识这位真神，可以得到神的依靠，神的帮助。
So we will, we wish these people can come to believe in our Lord.
他们很多人也是劳苦重担心里很压力很大。我们可以来介绍他说，我们来找主耶稣，把我们重担交给他。
All these people, they probably have a lot of burdens, and we can introduce Jesus to them so they can lay down their burden.
我们同时也可以帮他分担一些重担，心里的重担。
And we can also share their burden in their heart.
所以这个十大基本信仰不是那很古板的，你就是我们要给你，你就要听。而是说，把这十大基本信仰，就说拿用几个他所需要的来介绍给他。
So we are not just stop a person with the knowledge of this 10 basic belief, but we will need to Let them know what actually is inside this 10 basic beliefs.
那还有一种人呢，啊，就是生病的人，在困难的，啊，在困难里面的人呢，他们需要神。
Also, for those people who are sick, they need God as well.
那么我们来看个例子，我们看这个列王记下第五章。
Let's look at an example. Second King, verse chapter 5.
列王记下第五章。
Second King chapter five.
列王记下第五章。
Second King chapter five.
列王记下第五章啊，我们看这个第二节。
Second King chapter five verse two.
第五章第二节。
Second King chapter five verse two.
先前亚南人成群的出去，从以色列国掳了一个小女子，这女子就服侍乃曼的妻。第三节。
Verse three.
他对祖母说：“巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知，必能治好他的大麻风。
”Verse two. Now bands from Aram had gone out and had.Taken captive a young girl from Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. Verse 3, she said to her mistress, If only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy.
好，在这里是记载着这个乃曼元帅呢，有大麻风。
Here mentions this captain Naaman has leprosy.
那他这个小女以色列的小女子看到这个这件事情。
And this little girl from Israel saw this.
我们看第三节她怎么说。
Let's read what she said.
她说
verse three.
巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知啊。
She said that if only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria.
从她的口气当中，我们可以去体会到说，她真的为她的主人的病啊很着急呀、啊。希望他早点好啊。
Here we can feel that how anxious that she would like her master to be cured.
他的爱啊，感动他的祖母。
So her love touched her mystery.
也感动了他的主人。
Also touched her master.
Okay, 他是被掳来的，这些人是他仇敌，可是他还是这么愿意他的仇敌啊得到帮助。
Even though she was captured, but she's still very happy to see her enemy to have a good life.
那么他下句话说，如果我主人去见这撒玛利亚先知，他说必能治好他的大麻风。
And the next sentence, she said, he would cure him of his leprosy.
他很相信，很有信心啊。知道说这个神的仆人，这个先知有能力啊，神可以 治好他的病。
She has the faith to believe that the prophet will be able to heal his master.
如果这个女孩子说，你有这个，我希望你早点好。可是呢，我不知道我这个撒玛利亚的先知啊，可不可以治好你的病啊？我看她听完以后说啊，这个废话，你又不太确定，我去那边干嘛？
If she did not have the faith, then her recommendation will become in vain.
所以她很相信神的能力，她所很相信她所敬拜的神是有能力的，有慈爱的神。
She has such faith that she believed that the God she worshipped has this great power to be able to cure her master.
这个女孩子的信心呢，无形中也给她的主人和祖母对这个以色列的神有一些信心。
Because of her faith, her mistress and master has faith on this God of Israel.
那有时候我们看到我们的朋友、亲人啊生病了，还是在困难当中。
Sometimes we will see our friends or our relatives are sick.
神只是要求我们去记得以前神。给我们的什么帮助，还是我们看到什么神迹奇事，还是看到什么神的作为在别人身上，我们去跟别人分享。
We will try to remember what we have what a grace that we have received from our God to share with them.
其实我们领受很多。
We have received a lot.
其实别人所碰到的，我们都碰过。
Many things that people encounter, we also encountered.
可是我们跟别人不同是，我们得到神的帮助。
The difference is that we receive the help from our Lord.
所以我们有体验后，我们要跟别人讲。
So once we have experienced all this grace, we should share it with others.
可能有些人说我刚信主，没有体验很多。
Some people may say, I just believe in Lord, I don't really have a lot of experience.
可是最少我们也听到道理了，还是看到神的恩典在别人身上，我们也可以跟别人讲。
But at least we have heard the truth, and we also heard a testimony from others. We can share all this to others.
所以第二个原则就是说，我们要看别人的需要，或给他们适当的福音呢，从这个肉体上开始，再给他这个属灵的福音。
So the last point is that when we see people's needs, we should share our concerns with them first, and then after that, we starting to share the gospel.
比如说，我们有一些朋友可能很喜欢玩喜欢去吃喝。
For example, some of our friends may love to have fun or banquet.
那么我们可以在教会举办这个烤肉活动还是野餐活动我们也可以邀请他来参加。
So when church sometimes have fellowship, we can invite them to come.
因为他们就喜欢这样的情况，那么我们也借用这种情况跟他们有接触，然后来从这个吃喝的上面呢，有跟他们分享这个福音呢。
From inviting them to join this fellowship, we may be able to share the gospel with them.
那有些信徒呢，他真的很有爱心，他会特别的在感恩节什么有些特别活动、特别的节目请大家来到他家吃饭。
Some of our believers may invite friends to their home. In the occasion of like Thanksgiving days.
那一方面也是照顾他们。
In one aspect was to take care of them.
那另外一方面呢，这个信徒呢也邀请弟兄姐妹也去他家一同吃喝，也借种吃喝呢，我们有机会呢可以跟别人分享，这个我们从神得到的恩典。
On the other hand, through this kind of occasions and gather together, we will be able to share our experience and our belief with them.
有些人我们朋友可能很害羞他很不喜欢去一个很多陌生人的地方。
Sometimes our friends may not like to come to a place filled with strangers.
那我们就考虑他们的需要，我们就邀请他来参加家庭聚会因为这时候人比较少他们会比较容易适应。
In this situation, we could invite them to join the family service because not many people during this service, and probably is easier for the friends.
所以这是第二个原则我们要抓他们的需要，才会给适当的帮助和福音给他们。
So this is the second principle that we need to know the need of our friends so that we can provide the relative gospel to them.
第三呢，就是我们要装备好我们自己。
The third point is that we need to equip ourselves.
因为这个传福音跟人布道的时候，你会碰到各式各类的人和不同的反应。
When we are preaching gospels, we will encounter all different kinds of the reactions.
请问大家一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
如果有人说好你叫我去你教会可以可是我去完你教会你要来我教会，请问你该怎么做？
Sometimes people will say that, sure, I can go to your church, but after that, you will come to my church as well.
你是说好吗，还是不好？
So what's your answer?
这个是其中我们所碰到的一种情况。
This is very common when we invite friends.
看他的动机啦, 再做决定。
Of course, this will depend on the motive, and then we make the decisions.
好，那么有时候他会讲为什么。
Sometimes friends, our friends may ask why.
我记得, 有一个教会啊, 很多信主, 信了三四四年的信徒, 在那边好几个。
I remember one of our church, there are a few members.
那有个传道被派过来。
There was a pastor sent to that church.
那传道还没请他们出去传福音之前呢, 个人传福音之前呢, 他说, 哎, 我们来个宣道讲习会。
So before pastor asked them to go out to preach the gospel, he said that let's have the seminar first.
这些信徒说不需要了，我们是听的道理三四十年了，我们知道怎么传福音了。
And all these believers say that oh, there's no need for the this seminar. We all know how to do. What
好吧,
to do.
好吧，你就出去传吧。
So then they will set out to do the mission.
有一些人呢被打得回来啊。
Some of the people they were very frustrated.
被打得回来了，被人揍了。
Oh, they actually was beaten.
怎么发生什么事呢？
And what happened?
有一个人去传福音。
There was one believer went out.
他就说，哎，你要信，相信耶稣。
He tell people you need to believe in Jesus Christ.
那这个人说为什么？
And so the response was why?
那我们信徒说，因为耶稣是真神。
So this believer say because Jesus is the true God.
他说，那个人说，那菩萨也是真神啊。
And the response say that the Buddha is also a god.
我们信徒说，哦，那个菩萨是偶像，是魔鬼。
And the believer say that Buddha is a idol. It is Satan.
后来怎么样？人家生气了，揍他。
So that person become very angry and beaten up.
那有时候有些人还更好笑的。
Sometimes there are even more.
人家说为什么要信耶稣？
Some people say that why do I need to believe?
因为耶稣是真神。
And the response is Jesus is the true God.
那他说你神在哪里？
And then so the person will say then where is God?
真神看不见的啦。 他说真神是看不见的啦。And
then our believer may say that God is invisible.
好，那信徒说你要来信神。
And the believer say that you have to come to believe in God.
他说我看不见了，我没办法相信啊。
So the person will say that well, since God is invisible, I cannot see it, so I cannot believe.
有些人跟他讲说，就是要信呐。
And so the believer will say that well, you have to believe.
他没办法去跟他，他没办法去降低到那种地，达到成他的程度，去让他把这个福音表明给他知道。
Basically, this believer is not able to express the gospel to this person in the correct way.
那这个道理呢，我们要熟悉啊，所以我们才可以跟别人讲我们为什么相信。
So we have to have a good understanding on the truth in order to explain to people why we have to believe.
第四点。
The fourth point.
就是我们要祷告。
The fourth point is that we have to pray.
我们看这个以弗所书第六章。
Let's read Ephesians, verse 6.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
12节。
Verse 12.
以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 6.
第六章12节。
Verse 12.
12节这里说，因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的 以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Verse 12, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
这个征战的不只是我们信徒要征战，去救人家也要去征战。
So this struggle is not just among ourselves, but also when we try to save others.
那么我们要穿上这个神所赐的全副军装。
Therefore, we need to equip ourselves with the armors that's given by our Lord.
那其中一样呢？我们看十八节。
Let's read verse 18, one of the armor.
十八节，所以说。靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求啊。
Verse 18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests.
啊，所以我们要多祷告，像为那些我们所传福音的人啊祷告，所以他们可以来信主。
Therefore, we need to pray a lot and pray for our friends and those people who we would like to preach to them.
我们知道说在传福音当中呢，慕道者会碰到很多困难呐，阻碍。
When we preach to when people come to seek the truth, they often will encounter many struggle and difficulties.
好，那么最后一点呢，第五点，就是我们需要有跟进。
Last point is that we need to follow up.
因为可能这次他忙着没办法来，可是我们不要断掉，不要灰心，我们在下次再邀请他来。
When we invite persons, this person may be busy at the time, but we should not give up, but we should continue to try to invite this person.
所以我们今天谈了五点，如何来做个人的布道。
So today we mentioned five points about how to do the personal evangelism.
第一点呢，就是保罗所说的，像什么样的人，我们成为什么样的人，我们要去接纳他们。
The first point is just like what Paul say, to who I become that person, so that we can save that person.
第二，我们要知道他们的需要。
Secondly, we need to know a person's need.
第三呢，我们要装备。
Third point is that we need to equip ourselves.
第四呢，我们要祷告。
Four points is that we need to pray.
第五呢，我们要做跟进。
The fifth point is that we have to follow up.
我们一同唱赞美诗。
Let's sing hymn.
286首。
286.